Former President Biden's return to public speaking, with events scheduled in South Dakota and Philadelphia, represents a fascinating test of his continued influence within Democratic Party politics. According to reporting, Biden urged Democrats to fight back during dark days, but his family's renewed visibility is frustrating some party leaders who prefer a lower-profile approach to opposition politics.
The tension reflects broader questions about Democratic Party strategy heading into the 2028 election cycle. Biden's approval ratings have remained relatively stable since leaving office, but there's debate about whether his continued prominence helps or hinders other Democratic candidates seeking to establish their own identity and policy positions.
In Maine, we're seeing this dynamic play out in real time. Democratic Senate candidate Plattner faced voters at a Portland town hall yesterday, just 2 days before Tuesday's primary. The challenge for candidates like Plattner is distinguishing themselves from national Democratic leadership while maintaining party unity and fundraising support.
Maine's political landscape is particularly interesting because of its ranked choice voting system and history of independent candidates winning statewide office. Plattner needs to appeal to traditional Democratic voters while also attracting independents who might be skeptical of national party politics.
Meanwhile, in Washington, we're seeing significant resistance to key nominations. Senator Lankford's assessment that Pult is not qualified for Director of National Intelligence reflects broader Republican concerns about the administration's approach to intelligence community leadership. Lankford specifically cited Pult's lack of intelligence experience and what he called partisan political background.
The DNI position requires Senate confirmation, and with current vote counts, any Republican defection could derail the nomination. More importantly, this reflects ongoing tensions about intelligence community independence and oversight, especially given recent controversies over surveillance programs and international intelligence sharing agreements.
Looking at the broader political calendar, Tuesday's Maine primary is one of several races that will indicate whether national political trends are influencing local elections. Plattner's performance will be particularly watched because Maine's demographics, older, whiter, more rural than national averages, often preview challenges Democratic candidates face in competitive swing states.
There's also the international dimension to consider. With ongoing Middle Eastern conflicts and tensions over Ukraine support, foreign policy experience and positions on international engagement are becoming more significant factors in domestic political campaigns. Candidates who seemed well-positioned based on domestic policy positions might face new challenges as international crises become more prominent voter concerns.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue major rulings on guns and transgender athletes' participation in sports over the next 2 weeks, which could significantly impact political messaging and campaign strategies heading into the fall election season. Both issues are highly mobilizing for different voter coalitions, potentially reshaping primary and general election dynamics.